It's actually a hot take, straight out of the dome. Just straight out.
I'm keeping that. I'm like editing everything before and after that. But I'm going to keep that. Being active on social media does not mean you are good at your job.
Can I get an amen?
There are some people who post the dumbest fucking takes on social media and it gets like 1,000 likes. And I'm like, it feels like lights on, no one's home.
Yeah.
Coming from this person. Like, what is going on? Like,
here's the thing. These are hot takes. All of y'all are posting lukewarm at best takes.
At best.
At best. Honestly, maybe gazpacho takes, because who likes cold soup? Nobody.
But this is also just like something that I think we're both aware of as well, of like posting on social media is second. First is like performance at our jobs, because that gives us content to post anyways. But I've had conversations with people who are more than a little active on social media. And it's obvious by the content that they post also that they've never done what they say to do, because they speak in generalized terms. And then you go one layer deeper and they literally can't talk about it. Well, like even some of the bigger names, like they'll say these like hot takes that they know will ruffle feathers. And you ask them one clarifying question and they're like, well, actually, but you should actually prioritize. And it's like, okay, well then no, like once you get the experience of actually working in a real environment and a real situation and not one that you made up in your head.
Yeah.
You're going to learn that your takes on social that may get a ton of likes are not applicable to your job and you're not actually good at your job.
Yeah, dude, I just feel like there are too many people out here right now that are, that shouldn't be like, maybe you should get better at your actual job. And I feel like in general, like we've talked about it before, like social media is a highlight reel. Like obviously people are only going to post their wins or like things that they've really thought out or whatever. Like if it takes you longer than 5 minutes to write a LinkedIn post, let alone a tweet, like maybe don't do that. Like just don't post it.
You're no need to force it. No need to force it for the sake of having content.
Yeah. People do that. And I'm like, we can see that. Like as some, it's not resonating.
Grasping. Honestly, like I have to give it to the like reply guys or whatever on LinkedIn and Twitter, where like they could find inspiration in the dumbest fucking thing, where they try and equate a literal single second of their day back to like pipeline. Like back to like sales best practices. I'm like, there's quite simply no need for you to make up a child for you to get your point across on social media. Like there's just no need.
Little Jimmy went to first grade today.
And asked me like, mom, like, no.
What's marketing attribution?
Right. Like, no.
No, but like, I think to this point, like, and I think we saw it originally, I don't know. I saw it recently from Adam Goyette, and he was just like, he is somebody that because he is very active, but he is very intentional about being active.
He's like mindful about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's fucking smart and he knows that that'll help him hire people. He knows that everything that he puts out is actually good shit because he doesn't put out bad shit.
Like it's I just don't think that the like quantity over quality thing one is
ever
true.
A good idea. Like, ever a good idea.
I have some bad thoughts that I need to keep inside my brain. Like,
and that's why we have
drafts. Yes. That's why you have notes on your phone. That's why you read back the notes on your phone and think to yourself, am I a sociopath? Like
And sometimes the answer is yes.
But also like going back to the original hot take, if you choose not to post on social media, that does not equal bad at your job.
Yeah. No, it's probably that you're actually really fucking good at your job and too busy to post on social media. You're
probably like really focused on like your day to day. Like, yeah, I love it. Must be nice.
You don't like, have ADHD at all.
Honestly, jealous. But my last boss, Pete Lorenko, shout out. He's also very mindful about what he does and does not post on social media. And he'll like talk about it and be like, yeah, I'm not one of those LinkedIn influencers, but he's still one of the like best bosses that I've had in terms of like being able to get shit done.
Yeah. But he's also,
that's not to negate any of my other bosses. He was just a great boss.
He's very tuned in still. Yeah. He knows what's going on.
He's a scroller.
Yeah. But also like when he does comment on shit, I'm like, oh, Pete, look at Pete.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah.
What's up, Pete? We're chatting later. We're chatting later this week. But
that's it. That's it.
Like if you don't let also like a bunch of engagement on your post go to your head and make you think that all of a sudden now you're hot shit and good at your job, because you still have to show up and do your fucking job.
Yeah.
Okay. We still love you though.
Like a lot, but also just, yeah.
Don't stress about it. Social media is fake anyway.
No. Yeah. Says two people that are on social media too much, but
quite literally all the time.
Yeah. We're working on that.
It's fine.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.